以外嗰、那個車廠啊，嗰啲民居或者係商業商業嘅區之間咧，嗰、那個連接係點樣？即係一般喺喺個區嗰邊嘅人咧，即係佢個住嘅人，佢就咁行去個跑道嗰度，係穿過你呢個區咁樣行過去，因為咧係要繞過佢行過去嘅。當然佢就唔可以穿過個場館行過去啦。咁即係呢個可唔可以澄清咗啊？俾啲委員知道先啊。
其實我哋嘅假設咧，就係即係除非有特別嘅時間嘅，唔係平日咧，係可以穿過佢個空地，係經過即係穿過佢嗰佢有好多空地嘅，就行過去嗰、那個都會公園啊等等。咁正話阿 Andy 提出即係同周邊嗰、那個呼應咧，其實我哋有兩個概念入邊咧，都有多過一半嘅範圍咧係商業用途嚟嘅，即係喺嗰個啟德魅力同埋喺。體系之都啦，我哋其實喺嗰個 sports city 嘅隔離咧，其實都係一半係商業嘅。
好，我諗呢個就要即係澄清俾委員同埋俾啲公眾知道啦，即係那個大嘅24公頃裏面綠色嗰啲咧係一啲即係所謂公眾嘅用地嚟嘅，就唔係一隻大蛋裏面嘅一部分啊。潘先生，
主席講起呢、這個。連接性呢度嘅話嘅，我哋想提出一個我哋覺得好重要嘅一點。第一就係話，好似頭先 Iris 咁講啦，我哋絕對希望我哋呢個嘅運動館呢個組呢個群係以後同嗰個地區嘅連接性咧係做得好好。因為頭先講過，我哋希望喺 non-event day 有好多人咧係能夠好容易咁樣去到咧，揀選佢自己嘅運動喺嗰度做呢個刺激日。第二可能亦都係同樣重要嘅話咧，就係個沙中線嗰個嘅設計嚇，我哋。絕對係覺得需要嘅話嘅沙中線以後嗰個站同埋呢個場館嚟講嘅話咧，係一定係徒步咧係可以前往到嘅嚇。呢、這個嗰個可達性嚟講嘅話咧，係直接影響到我哋日後嗰個運動場嗰個嘅實用性啊、那個可行性嘅。咁呢個嘅話嘅，我諗我哋需要同 planner 同顧問嘅話嘅，即係會再一步做一啲仔細啲嘅磋商咁樣。
好多謝潘先生，呢一點咧，其實上次會議已經提過㗎啦。咁其實我諗咧，不如我哋一路講呢點嘅時候咧，我哋連埋下一個題目一齊講啦。因為下一個題目咧就雖然唔單止係個場館啊，亦都包括個遊輪碼頭啊。咁但係係講緊咧，就點解喺所有三個圖裏邊都需要係擺曬這個大場館同埋個遊輪碼頭嘅，即係點因為過往亦都有委員喺個工作會議裏面提出咧，就如果喺 OCP 提出三個圖咧，咁可唔可以有啲圖咧就係唔一定擺是哪一項嘢喺度啊？就俾公眾多啲嘅選擇。咁呢個又可唔可以再解釋埋？Iris， 你會唔會補充嘅？
就係正如你講，我哋三個都有，就係主要係因為政府其實有呢個咁樣嘅政策啦，就係需要起一個cruise terminal， 咁亦都係需要有擴展嘅機會，因為而家我哋講緊嘅係除咗中期咧，我哋講緊係遠期都有個需要嘅，咁而只可以喺啟德咧，即係揾咗好多地方啦，即係政府揾咗好多地方，只可以喺啟德有呢一個咁樣嘅即係擴展嘅機會咯。
咁需要性嘅問題啦，同埋點解三個圖都要擺曬 ？Mr. Nick Brook，
Chair， that's just not correct. I mean, government has just announced, chief executive announced in his policy address, and the tourism commission have just announced that they're going to seek bids from the private sector proposals next week from the private sector in regard to a new cruise terminal in Hong Kong. So, government obviously has an open mind in terms of options at this stage. Anyway.
咁呢個係有關遊輪碼頭嘅一個疑問啊！咁我相信即係旅遊事務處嘅有蘇小姐蘇貝西小姐今日都參與我哋嘅會議啊！咁或者都可以解釋一下。但係其他委員有冇亦都就呢個問題提出疑問㗎？Andrew on the cruise terminal。
Yeah, on the cruise terminal,
yes,
as well.
I
certainly think that the comment that the options have been exhausted is just, yes, it's very disingenuous. So I think, you know, we have to sort of lay the cards on the table and say that the options are open, and then we have to put that to the community. That if you present options that basically constrain the outline concept plans that you can put forwards by always putting in place these these hard and very large elements, then you are going to present a very different flavour than you would if those elements were excluded. And I think the broader options would be much more beneficial.
Yes, thank you. 如果沒有其他意見， Patricia。
多謝主席，或者我可以在這裏作一些回應和澄清。其實對於政府來說，一向啟德是我們已知的，是在這個技術上是可行的，還有也有擴展空間的地方。這個其實政府一向都是希望在啟德建立這個郵輪碼頭設施的。這個其實也正正反映在之前啟德的規劃大綱，即是目前 啟德的規劃大綱裏面，其實這個郵輪碼頭也已經是劃在裏面的了。因為這個填海的Court of Final Appeal， 即是那個終審庭的決定，而令到啟德這裏需要做一個重新再規劃。而因為這樣，我們的郵輪碼頭的計劃才 停了一點點，但其實我們一向的願都是希望在啟德預留地方做郵輪碼頭的。因為其實好像我們顧問所說，我們在維港裏面都看過做過一些research，看過一些地方，我們都覺得有擴展空間的就只有啟德這裏。其實對於郵輪碼頭的發展來說，我們是有一個長遠的期望，希望香港能夠 成為一個區域裏面的母港，即是說叫home port的地方。其實看回很多外國的地方，要發展為一個母港是不單只要有一個郵輪碼頭的，即是他們可能要有三個或者四個郵輪碼頭等等的。所以我們可以見到的就是說，我們一定是要預留地方的。所以我們一直就要在啟德預留地方。所以大家見到我們幾個concept plan 裏面都是預留了這個地方，即是這個是我們政府一向的政策。至於剛才 Mr. Nick Brook mentioned 提出這些提議之後，我們當然就有一些政府要求，譬如那些其他地方一定說要在維港裏面，他不可以聽完市場的意見之後，我們就如果沒有一些其他地方能夠令我們接受到，可以好過啟德的話，我們就會全速在啟德那裏發展我們的郵輪碼頭。希望可以解釋到兩位委員的問題。謝謝。Andy，是不是跟進這個問題？
主席，其實是不是有少少意思，是不是等於如果現在公開邀請意向，而有某些人士覺得有一個提議到一個好些選址，而這個選址是技術性可行的話，是不是等於就是現在東南九龍啟德這個郵輪碼頭這個位置是可以騰空出來呢？因為我想這個也是影響到我們現在繼續 下一步啟德的規劃的情況，似乎是不是又是hinge on 另外一個政府的一個 project 才可以定到案呢？是不是現在我們要想一個方案，就是說沒有郵輪碼頭是怎樣呢？似乎這個有少少時間性和那個coordination方面的問題。
胡旅遊專員蘇小姐，可不可以
多謝主席，其實一個都可以解釋一下嘅。其實好似我頭先所講啦，香港如果要發展一個郵輪碼頭，即係做一個區域裏面嘅母港嘅話咧，其實唔單止要多一個郵輪碼頭嘅，係要需要更多嘅。咁所以其實我哋已經睇到有擴展空間嘅地方嘅咧，即係話可以起多一個。喺多一個以上泊位嘅地方咧，其實喺香港維港裏邊咧，就只係得啟德依一笪地方。咁所以咧，即係就算如果譬如話我哋經過依一個徵求意向書嘅步驟，係有其他嘅提議能夠喺第二啲地方係可行同埋更快，咁起到另一個泊位嘅話咧，即係另一個郵輪碼頭嘅話，啟德長遠嚟講，我哋亦都需要預留地方嚟做郵輪碼頭嘅。咁所以唔會影響到我哋而家依一個即係規劃嘅。唔該。
我想即係呢個信息係比較清楚啲啊。咁阿蘇小姐，你意思係咪即係政府會問人咧，就啟德之外仲有冇第二個郵輪碼頭？就唔係問佢咧啟德以外有冇諗到第二個可以取代啟德咁啊？
主席，你嘅意思係正確嘅嚇。
咁我諗即係大家委員個別你同唔同意喺啟德係另外一回事啦。不過啲即係政府佢剛才旅遊事務處就解釋咗就嚟要做嗰個嘅係咩邀請意向係咪啊？
邀請意向書嚇，咁係希望向業界即係攞一啲提議嚇。
係，好咁但係我哋現在啱討論緊嘅咧就係即係以往曾經提出嚟嘅問題啊，點解三個嘅 OCP 裏邊都會包括有郵輪碼頭同埋個大場館個多用途綜合體育館？大家喺啲兩個問題嗰度，仲有冇其他意見或者係要考慮嘅咧？Kim，
多謝主席。首先個問題咧就係有關於那個多用途嘅運動場嘅。咁鄭華本身都講到，又係喺呢個新規劃嘅場館入邊咧，會有一個多用途、多層次嘅運動組合喺度。其實我想問問咧，因為睇翻呢一個係啟德呢個位置咧。都唔係咁就腳嘅，其實對於其他地方嚟講，你開咗呢個會唔會同其他啲而家現有嘅措施係封殺咗佢啦？等啲人 book 咗嚟呢度啦，亦或係大家一齊用嘅，一齊係共存。如果共存嘅時候，點解啲人會選擇要坐好耐車開車程嚟呢度去玩呢啲咁嘅設施咧？咁呢樣嘢你哋嗰個計劃係點樣？會唔會有啲而家初步有啲構思？另外咧，我哋都想下問下呢個郵輪碼頭嗰度咧，就局方有冇預計過每日或者每年啦那個容量有幾大？喺呢個啟德呢個地方係可唔可以所謂食得起啊？因為佢人落到嚟一定要散嘅時候，有冇其他啲設施係俾到佢吸到佢去，或者係會增加呢、這個？呢、这個成個區嘅交通量會令到一個係一個好擠迫或者好唔自沙漏步嘅環境咧。尤其是你話睇到係每個方位側邊呢兩條跑道側邊咧，亦都係側邊亦都係附近，亦都係喺一個住宅區。咁附近亦都係一個所謂娛樂嘅集中地。咁呢樣嘢係咪一個協調性嘅用地規劃咧？咁樣多謝主席。
咁陳生問第一個問題咧，係有關個地點嘅問題啊，咁第二個問題咧就其實已經開始牽涉到咧就嗰、那個郵輪碼頭本身咧嘅規劃，咁我就會鼓勵大家係喺個發展本身嘅規劃，我哋就喺個諮詢嘅階段，即係公眾參與階段裏面俾公眾俾多啲意見啊，咁而即係我哋會比較關注咧就嗰樣嘢擺唔擺喺度啊，我哋將呢個圖咧拎出嚟俾人睇嘅時候咧表達嗰個信息係點樣啊？咁不如咁啦，就喺即係兩位政府部門去回應之前，就呢兩個問題，大家委員仲有冇其他嘅意見或者問題，我哋去一次過問埋先啦。Andrew，and then 仲有冇咧？咁如果冇咧，不如就Mr. Andrew Thompson 問埋咧，然後我哋就即係有個綜合啦，即係對於個體育館同埋個郵輪碼頭咧，就請政府部門做一個嘅回應啊。咁然後我哋就再 move on 去其他嗰啲題目。Andrew, please.
Chair, this is really a general question about all three plans. I think you know the the consultants would be commended for creating some very attractive looking plans, lots of open space, many of the good elements that reflect the principles. And I think what I was going to ask in terms of how we make that space truly vibrant, and it's one of the things that has been concerning me of late in terms of taking the harbour planning principles forwards and actually creating this vibrancy and accessibility. And it addresses Kim's point about the accessibility of these key large features. But in terms of the space that we're presenting now in the outline concept plan, we have very large swathes of open space and setback from the harbour. We have a lot of green areas presented, but they're really quite barren areas. They're green space, they're lollipop trees. There is not really a demonstration of vibrancy on the waterfront. I mean, I think it's left to imagination about what people will do there. I assume, you know, people can fill up so much space for preambling along. But I wonder about, you know, beyond these large-scale elements that are going in, how will small local-scale elements be introduced? And have we, you know, is there any way that we can present these to give people a better flavour of what will actually happen on the ground?
Thank you, Andrew. It seems this question isn't specifically about the stadium or the cruise terminal. So it looks like we have exhausted the questions or comments on these two particular components. We'll come back to that later. 不過請潘先生或者係朱先生啊，咁講講個體育館嗰度，仲有冇其他嘅意見，或者回應翻阿陳生講嗰個選址啊？
多謝主席，亦都好多謝陳生提咗一個好好嘅問題。我嘗試打一答就係，你頭先講就係話，即係會唔會話同個舊區或者同現區嚟講嘅話嘅太過分隔，啲人根本係冇個意欲，即係或者冇個有因嚟咁樣樣。咁呢個首先就係我頭先正正就係點解要同顧問嗰邊講嘅話嘅，就係嗰個同現區嗰個連接性嗰個重要性嚇。呢樣嘅話嘅咧，無論喺觀塘，無論喺九龍城區嘅話咧，嗰個連接性咧，我覺得咧。 係好關鍵嘅。第二嘅話嘅就係講起而家嗰兩區嚟講嘅話嘅康文嘅設施咧，係根據而家嗰個規劃指引嚟講嘅話咧，係仲係略有不足嘅。咁我哋可以睇得到嘅話嘅，日後有呢啲咁嘅額外嘅設施落去嘅話咧，其實咧係更加能夠滿足到嗰啲區嗰個居民嘅需要。咁同埋咁樣之餘嘅話嘅，我其實希望咧。 係日後嘅話嘅可以係根本俾居民多啲嘅選擇添嘅。而家喺嗰度嘅康文設施咧，係由全部咧係由政府康文處嗰邊咧係嚟提供係嚟管理咁樣樣嘅，嗰啲全部都係 LCSD 嘅設施嚟嘅。我而家唔敢預言話日後嗰個場館會係喺一個公營啊定係一個私營嘅運作嚟做，但係我哋肯定咧，我哋係會探討即係呢一方面嘅話嘅邊個能夠最能夠有經濟效益咁樣樣咧。 係能夠即係營運呢個日後呢個嘅建築群嘅呢個嘅體育嘅設施群喺度嘅，咁而我哋不能抹殺咧，就係日後嚟講嘅話，其實係可能係一啲由一個私人嘅參與嚟做。如果係咁樣樣做嘅話咧，我哋覺得咁樣樣嘅話嘅係可以俾到附近嘅市民大眾嚟講嘅話嘅多一個選擇，即係除咗係康文署嗰一個類型嗰個模式嘅一啲嘅設施嘅提供或者服務嘅提供之外嘅話咧。 第二啲嘅市民咧，係可能咧係有多一啲嘅選擇，無論喺嗰個 product， 無論喺個產品啊，無論喺個服務啊嗰邊嘅話咧，都可以有。咁啊呢個嘅話嘅，我哋而家咧呢個 option 係 open， 我亦都希望喺日後我哋而家嚟緊做緊呢個財務研究報告咧，喺呢一方面嘅話嘅係多做一啲深入啲嘅研究。
多謝蘇先生，潘先生啊，咁啊蘇小姐有關郵輪碼頭。
多謝主席。有關於郵輪碼頭方面咧，譬如配套啊、人流啊，或者即係啲車流啊方面咧，其實我哋亦都聘請咗一個發展郵輪碼頭嘅顧問咧，同我哋即係做咗一啲即係研究啦。咁就配套啊、人流啊，甚至係譬如將來嗰啲運輸啊方面啲補給啊等等嗰啲配套啊設計啊等等咧，都做咗一啲建議。咁我哋都將呢啲建議咧交咗俾即係依個規劃嘅顧問。咁我相信佢哋喺即係做依一個即係繼續研究依一個整體嘅規劃嗰陣時咧，係會即係會睇到我哋嘅即係我哋顧問嘅意見等等啦嚇。
好多謝。我總結到一點嘅或者我嘅睇法咧就係。 或者一個觀察啦。民政事務局就個體育館同埋旅遊事務處就個遊輪碼頭咧，咁都係有好明確嘅政府政策同埋政府嘅立場啊。咁亦都即係站住佢哋角度咧，有好明確嘅一啲即係專業嘅顧問報告咧喺度支持。他們要將這幾個發展放在啟德這個地方，但是似乎呢就即委員就會又覺得呢他們還未得到一個市民大眾的共識，因為 作規劃的呢，我估無論規劃處或者是一個規劃的諮詢的委員會，即 我們作規劃的人就不能夠幫你去找到這個共識然後給你的，而是呢反而調轉頭，即是個所謂 proponent即係個倡議者咧，佢如果能夠去揾到一個共識，然後話俾規劃嘅人聽咧，咁做規劃嘅咧就會即係跟住去做，係應該理想好多。咁不過共建維港委員會就正係因為咁嘅原因咧，我哋就好樂意去所謂 facility 去促進一個公眾參與過程。咁但係喺公眾參與過程裏邊咧，就唔係由我哋去幫你揾呢個市民嘅共識，而係由個倡議嘅部門咧去。即係嘗試去說服個大眾啦，然後就尋求到嗰個共識。咁我哋希望咧就喺呢個第二階段公眾參與裏邊咧，就喺個市民大眾裏邊可以就呢啲問題係得到一個更加強烈嘅一個共識喺度啊。咁喺第一階段裏面其實都有一定嘅信息我哋睇得到嘅，譬如即係個郵輪碼頭咧係即係我估從委員會嘅角度咧，我哋都觀察到咧係即係個社會接受程度都似乎係幾大嘅。我估有一定的基礎可以成為第二階段的公眾參與裏面，我們繼續進一步去做。我想我們不如很快講完另外剩下兩個問題，一個就是個所謂 Living Harbor Concept， 另外最後一個問題就是一個方法的問題，就是用多些 model。 剛才我看到 Iris 已經 show 了一些公仔給我們看了， Iris 不如你講完 Living Harbor 那個
我記得當時最主要就是有委員提出，就是話唔係見到，即係喺我哋嗰啲draft 概念嗰度咧，唔係見到好多marina pier 啊，即係碼頭啊，即係多啲可以用到水同地之間嗰啲咁樣嘅配合嘅用途。咁但係其實我哋咧個最主要嗰、那個當時嘅目的咧，就係話我哋盡量避開填海啦。現有的那些碼頭呢，我們會盡地利用啦。如果是有譬如好像這個避風塘啊等等那些現有的水上設施呢，我們都盡量保留。其實除了一樣東西呢，就是說那個觀塘對出那個cargo handling areas， 那我們呢就覺得長遠呢，我們是當它是會離開的，會走的，就做了我們那個連貫性的海濱長廊的一部分。但是海事處嗰、那個，其實海事處嘅回應咧，就係佢哋有一個原則咧，就係佢要平衡嗰、那個海港喺康樂同埋喺呢個海事兩個目標之間嘅即係嘅平衡嘅，即係佢唔能夠係即係純粹側重係一點咁樣。咁所以而我哋咧，其實喺今次所有嘅 plan 入邊咧，我哋都係將。所有嗰啲地方堂啊等等咧，我哋係即係完全 show 翻曬出嚟嘅，即係俾佢睇到我哋個影響，其實係我哋盡量去減少對現有嗰啲設施嘅影響。最尾嗰個咧就係、是其實我哋而家做咗 animation， 我哋會做緊一啲實體嘅模型，咁希望去到因為時間真係好緊迫啊，咁我哋可能係要去到19號，即係公眾諮詢嘅第一日，我哋先至有嗰啲實體模型出嚟。
好，多謝 Iris。我建議咧就我哋應該係大家有足夠嘅討論咧，就係、是、剛才咁俾大家去再俾一啲意見，係有關三個圖整體上面嘅一啲意見啊。咁我想再提翻大家咧，就話今次東南九龍即係、就是、啟德嘅公眾參與咧，就同埋共建維港委員會喺灣仔嗰、那個嘅海旁優化計劃咧，係有一個地方係好大嘅唔同。咁灣仔嗰個海旁優化計劃咧，係由共建維港委員會嘅一個小組去帶動嘅。咁但係東南九龍即係啟德嘅規劃檢討咧，就係、是、由規劃署即係、就是、由政府咧佢去進行嘅一項任務。咁我哋委員會嘅工作咧，就主要係做一個促進嘅角度。咁因此咧就 即係我哋現階段就唔好適宜咧去就嗰三個方案咧係採取一個立場啊。咁、因為我哋都希望鼓勵公眾咧就唔係三個去揀一個，而係即係盡量俾多啲意見咧，希望可以最後做到一個更加理想嘅一個方案。咁當然咧，我就唔排除大家個別委員可以比較中意邊個方案，咁但即係我會鼓勵大家都講下嘅。咁但係即係我嘅意思咧，就我哋唔需要係有一個委員會嘅立場，就係我哋中意邊個方案啊。咁我想先提一提。咁但係我哋委員會嘅任務咧，就係喺一陣間下一項議程裏面我哋就會提到啦。就我哋希望可以確保嗰個公眾參與嘅過程裏面我哋可以促進佢，同埋咧係令公眾參與個過程做得更加好。咁喺咁嘅大前提之下咧，就大家對於成個三個圖咧係有啲咩嘅意見？咁啊，點樣去表達？點樣去再揾公眾參與咧？我哋一陣間仲可以有少少時間傾下下一個議程嘅。咁或者喺整體嗰方面個圖畫咧，就Iris 可唔可以再提一提翻我哋一啲主要嘅數字同埋主要嘅大 picture 啊？咁例如咧，而家成個啟德總面積咧係328公頃。咁如果相比起過往咧，上一個咧，咁係幾多嘅？大家記唔記得咧？其實多係加133啊。咁換句話講，即係喺個總面積嚟講，因為冇咗填海，所以咧係少咗大概30%嘅，即係以往嘅70%到。咁啊 ，Iris 可唔可以再提翻我哋喺過往嘅人口嘅規劃係幾多？因為好多人都記得啦。係26萬。咁今次嘅方案裏面咧，就係由
7萬到13萬啦。
7萬至到13萬，咁最高嗰個13萬，即係等於26萬嘅一半啊。
係啦，即係大體。
咁可唔可以俾啲概念我哋，即係由7萬至到13萬，即係幾多啊？即係
即
係公務員嘅。
係兩個
整體公務員咁多。
如果黃埔花園咧，黃埔花園就應該係3萬多人啦，3萬3到啦。咁即係7萬就係兩個黃埔花園，13萬就係四個黃埔花園。係。
咁大家委員有冇咩即係整體上嘅意見對於三個方案？林建之教授。
主席，我就唔想就三個方案嚟到個別評論啦，我有三個意見想提出嚟。第一個意見咧就係、是、我有一個觀察咧就係喺而家呢個多用途體育館旁邊咧，嗰、那個發展密度咧係比較喺成個區裏邊咧係較為高嘅。咁唔知係咪啲圖細或者我又睇得唔清楚？咁尤其是喺三個方案裏邊咧，就第三個方案咧，呢、這個多用途體育館旁邊嗰啲樓，相對於其他兩個咧，就仲係更加高出嚟，即係比較多。咁我純粹從一個譬如附近嘅住客，以至到咧佢呢個體育館嘅使用者嚟講，即係佢會唔會覺得會好擠迫咧？喺空間上嘅分配會唔會有其他啲安排會更加好？咁呢個係我即係第一個意見想提出嚟。第二個意見咧就係、是、即係都係整體嘅。我又想睇翻即係嗰個啟德即係名渠嗰個 approach 啦。喺三個方案裏面咧，我哋就即係睇唔到啦，有好明確嘅指示咧，話將會點用。咁我覺得喺香港嘅海港裏面咧，尤其是如果我哋唔填嘅時候，咁依個係一個好難得嘅機會，有一個咁大嘅水體，其實咧佢可以咧就提供到其他嘅用途。我哋有一次都去嗰個地方嚟到睇到，去到嘅時候已經發覺其實嗰個地方好大，即係個水體好大。咁喺成個規劃裏面有冇去諗下呢個地方都可以用咗一啲嘅用途？尤其是如果我哋又講即係話發展體系嘅時候，咁有冇啲水上活動可以去用咧？咁第三點，我想有個意見想提出嚟咧，就我喺呢啲方案裏面我都居然去睇到其中有一個咧，就係環保公園。咁使我諗返起即係6-7年前嘅時候呢，啟德嗰處嘅即係發展嘅時候呢，都有一個嘅報告啦，咁好標榜呢個將會係一個環保嘅城市。咁呢個環保嘅城市裏面呢，有一啲即係環保嘅交通啊，有環保嘅中央嘅即係空調冷卻嘅系統咁。 咁我覺得咧，依個係一個非常之好嘅機會咧，我哋嚟到去將一啲咁樣嘅概念，無論將來嘅發展會係點樣咧，唔好忘記翻六七年前所提出依個咁嘅概念咧，將佢擺翻喺裏邊，咁變咗咧就個唔單止係個環保，唔單止個公園係環保咧，而係成個城市咧都係環保咁。咁依個咧就我覺得喺香港好少有咁嘅機會，喺香港嘅維港裏邊，喺市中心有個地方咧。可以顯示到香港咧對可持續發展、對環保咧嗰個嘅commitment。
好，啊林教授係三點意見啊，唔一定係需要回應嘅問題。雖然即係規劃處如果想回應都可以回應。其他委員，Andy and then Nick and then Andrew。Andy，
其實睇翻三個方案，其實我諗因為基於有啲主要嘅功能嘅，譬如大場館啊，或者係郵輪碼頭啊，甚至即係我哋睇得明渠個處理啊，車廠啊，或者係public housing 喺北邊嗰方面啊，其實睇翻咧，如果呢幾個主要用途係不變，或者依三個方案都係基於有依幾個嘅功能喺上面嚟講咧，即係坦白講，我哋覺得其實三個方案其實分別就唔係太大嘅，即係我諗最主要就係分別就係話。嗰、那個即係土地用途咧，即係嗰、那個即係嗰個平衡，或者係嗰、那個個使用嘅問題。咁但係咧就有少少其他一啲即係意見啦，即係我諗大家可以即係可以參考一下啦。咁其實有一啲即係其實話可達性又好，或者喺個交通方面又好咧，其實咧就基於而家我哋嗰、那個。先天性嘅問題咧，就好多呢啲咁嘅掣肘咧。我似乎覺得呢個方案咧，未係好即係可能會可以再考慮多少少，就係話其中一樣嘢就係話中間我哋嗰個公路網啊，嗰個交匯嗰度咧就即係 T2 啊，或者 CKR 或者係而家現時睇得即係機場隧道啊嗰方面。似乎嗰個位咧就都幾混亂下，咁當然咧，我都當然明白就可能就有好多先天性嘅 constraint 咧，就令到咧嗰度咧就即係接駁嘅問題咧就好多又上又落啊咁樣。但似乎咧就其實可唔可以再研究多少少就話點樣可以將呢啲咁嘅公路網啊，即係交接嘅地方咧，即係令到佢嘅衝突同附近嘅土地使用咧係更加即係較為少啲咁啫，即係因為咧，其實咧呢樣嘢咧直接影響咗就話，其實喺啟德依度這個道路網咧，其實咧就係窒礙咗同九龍灣呢一個區呢個咁嘅連接性。第二樣嘢咧就係話其實嗰個位咧就一個幾關鍵嘅位咧，就係話對而家跑道將來嘅發展啊，即係其實嗰個位如果做得唔處理唔好咧，我諗咧講到最尾都係可能個跑道就自成一角，即係我除咗車去得到之外咧，人都唔係好。有咁嘅心理準備咧，就會行過去嘅。咁即係因為其實睇翻，如果你話尤其是有埋個大場館啊方面嘅大嗰二十四公頃啊，甚至一條而家嗰個蛇形嗰條咁嘅公路啊，咁方面咧切割開咗咧，其實我有少擔心就話，就算我哋嗰個海濱長廊跑道兩邊做得幾好咧，可能啲人都真係可能係揸車先去到嘅。啊！即係除非係當區，即係住喺啟德將來呢個發展區嘅，即係嘅居民啦。咁就咁，另外更加睇翻就話關於同地區連接同埋公共交通嘅問題啦。咁我諗其實一路以來咧，我諗嗰、那個鐵路系統咧，就除咗而家將來沙中線有兩個站喺北邊可以用到之外咧，其實咧就其他喺明渠兩邊或者跑道嗰兩邊咧，公共交通嗰個問題都似乎唔係好認真可以即係睇到有咩特別嘅即係一個innovative 啲嘅做法。咁其實今日啱我喺即係喺報紙又見到咧，就係九龍灣咧地鐵同埋有幾個發展商咧就提議有一個monorail。咁呢個 monorail 雖然即係當區九龍灣自己咧，其實會唔會喺啟德呢個即係大規劃咧，可以將呢個咁嘅概念咧研究一下有冇個可行性？當然就話喺嗰個 經濟可能性啊、技術可能性啊，或者同地鐵接駁啊方面嘅嘢咧，咁其實呢樣嘢係可唔可行咧？呢、這個就言之尚早，但係似乎尤其是郵輪碼頭啊、跑道上面嘅住宅區咧，其實如果呢樣嘢解決唔到咧，其實我相信咧就將來咧就其他區嘅市民去到呢一度咧，就真係我諗都係一個問題喺度。咁即係呢個我冇細心睇啦，但係似乎嚟講咧，這個 monorail 呢個如果係喺九龍灣自己內部都已經可以計一點數嘅話咧，會唔會喺整個啟德可以再考慮翻有一個 monorail 嘅一個系統咧？甚至而家未必一定等落去咧，都可能留一個 flexibility， 可以將來足夠嘅使用率嘅情況咧，可以等落去。咁第三樣嘢咧就係、是，亦都係嗰、那個可達性嘅問題，或者係嗰、那個即係嗰個 integration 嘅問題，就話其實觀塘區咧，即係有郵輪碼頭喺度對面，即係觀塘區似乎咧就對，因為呢一個啟德嘅規劃咧，就似乎冇乜直接得益嘅，即係似乎嚟講咧就係、是觀塘區望到，但係用唔到。咁其實我諗好早嘅時候咧，我哋都即係有某啲workshop 啊咁傾過，就話會唔會其實可能性喺觀塘區有一個即係。吊橋又好，或者一個行人又好，或者行車又好，可唔可以令到嗰、那個郵輪碼頭嗰個位，或者個跑道尾位可以更加可達性更加高咧？咁尤其是而家觀塘區海濱嗰方面咧，其實佢嗰、那個綠化地方啊、休憩地方咧，其實咧都係非常之缺乏嘅。咁即係呢一個技術性可唔可以諗一諗咧？咁樣咁我諗其實呢一個就即係可以將來咧亦都。避免咗令到個郵輪碼頭一個死角，即係一個掘頭路嚟嘅呢個啫。咁就另外咗一樣嘢就係嗰、那個關於頭先提過話第三個方案咧，就話個車廠咧，即係話我諗考慮話上邊唔做一個物業發展嗰樣嘢。咁我諗其實呢、這個咁實際上嚟講咧，即係嗰個財政嗰個可行性亦都係一個問題嚟嘅。即係如果係純粹為一啲唔賺錢嘅嘢、康樂性嘅嘢、一個低密度嘅一啲康樂性嘅設施，而係一個咁嘅大嘅一個平台咧，咁我諗呢個係政府俾錢啦，亦或地鐵公司九鐵公司俾錢咧，咁其實呢樣嘢我諗我哋都要即係考慮清楚，因為即係如果你我哋而家喺一個咁理想嘅層面劃到一個公共嘅用途咧，咁呢筆錢可能隨時咧起個台可能仲貴過起嗰個康樂或者文娛嘅設施嘅呢、這個就咁就其他我諗呢個留翻其他啲委員再即係俾意見啦嚇，多謝主席。
好，咁好多呢啲意見我哋可以喺公眾參與個過程裏邊去提出嚟嘅。Mr. Brook，
Chairman, three points. First of all, sustainability. And I raised this last time. I'm going to raise it again now. This whole issue of sustainable development. Iris in slide 2 says Kaitak is Hong Kong's showcase for sustainable development. I would suggest to you, Iris, that Scheme 3 just doesn't fly for a start, and Scheme 2 is probably marginal from a sustainable development perspective. So I think we need to be very careful, because I think we could end up with egg on our face when we come to look at cost versus value. And I mean, if we're now suggesting that we're going to adopt a new approach in Hong Kong to how we value public realm, public space and community facilities, that's one thing. But if you look at pure economics, Scheme 3 isn't going to take us anywhere, and Scheme 2 I think is very marginal, so I think we need to be a little careful if we're going to hold out to be the promoters and leaders in sustainable development, and we suddenly find that financially Scheme 3 just doesn't make sense and Scheme 2 is marginal. So I think let's just think that one through carefully, I think. Point 2, Chairman, is this issue of public housing. I think it was said earlier that we should assume that the public housing should go ahead because the foundations were in place. Very easy, obviously, to convert foundations to private residential use or indeed to adapt those foundations for other use. So I'm not sure that I'm convinced that just because we have in the past public housing was planned in those locations, we should assume that those sites should be used for public housing in the future as part of the three concepts. So I'd like government's response on that. And then, thirdly, this issue of stadium and cruise terminal, just picking up what's been said earlier, I mean, I think in all three plans they're presented as fixed elements, or the impression is that they're fixed elements, if you like, whereas I think, as the chairman said, they're basically suggestions which are emanating from the administration. And I'm not suggesting that we necessarily put forward a fourth option, which is no stadium, no cruise terminal, but I think when we move things forward, I think it needs to be made clear that these particular pieces of the jigsaw are the suggestions are emanating from government, and that if the community or people who are engaging with have other ideas or believe that there are other uses to which these two sites could be put, which would be more advantageous, then we would welcome those suggestions. I don't want people to feel that they can't touch the cruise terminal, they can't touch the stadium, because I think that is not the spirit, if you like, upon which we want to take things forward. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Andrew Thompson.
Thank you, Chair. I would certainly echo Nick's concern about the sustainability of these areas. The issue about distinguished, now, distinguished to my mind always throws up a grey-haired gentleman, maybe in old days with a top hat and a gold fob watch. A rather affluent and well-heeled gentleman, and maybe this distinguished thing starts to throw into my mind, who are the demographics of the people that we're going to be building this facility for? I think in all three examples, the density on the Kaitak runway area is quite low. It's a lower density. So I think this tends to suggest that we're trying to turn this area into quite a high-value, high-cost residential area. And I think in presenting these plans, we have to sort of demonstrate to the community, where people will fit into the equation and what the affordability of these options will be for most families. I mean, it looks like all three options present high-cost residential on the Kaitak runway. And in a sense, it's setting up some sort of exclusive club. This is distinguished, but it isn't necessarily sustainable in that context. Does distinguished equal expensive is the question I have, and is that the sustainability profile that we want to put forwards? Obviously, providing affordable housing is looked at different ways in different countries, and I know in the UK, for example, they're starting to have a mix of social housing integrated into all new housing developments, as opposed to just having blocks of very, very high-end housing. So the question of sustainability and then mix and demographics, I think, is very important. So presenting what sort of demographics likely to be using these certain areas, very important. Affordable vibrancy. I mentioned earlier about the footprint of the park areas, and I think this is good. It's large. The areas seem to be generally used for quite acceptable end uses, but I think there needs to be a blend of affordable vibrancy there, and I think that element and the suggestions of affordable vibrancy need to be brought forward to the community. If we have the cruise terminal in the location where it is now, it's really going to be attracting high-end, I mean, it's a high-end tourism end use. This, aligned with the high-end residential, will, I think, influence having higher cost uses around that waterfront. If you mix in very low-end uses, is there a compatibility issue there? And I just question whether we've got whether the mix does fit together. Can you force-fit these things in such a way that you're going to attract the people across from Nau Tau Kok and Kwun Tong to come and enjoy that waterfront and be able to afford a cup of tea or whatever it is, whilst you've got very, very high-end tourists coming off cruise terminals and people coming out of very, very high-end residentials? So I think that's a challenge for how you address this and how you provide affordable vibrancy. And then in terms of the overall management of this area, if we look at most of the high-end residential developments that we have around Hong Kong now in terms of the management of these areas, they're typically privately managed, and the areas really tend to cater for the residents alone. And how that management as a whole is going to diffuse into the overall area, I think, is a very important question to be answered.
Thank you. Mr. Hardy-Lock.
我有正話想講的問題呢，就正話跟你個而家講的郵輪碼頭或者跟個本身的規劃呢，就是冇乜關係的。所以你要唔要我正而家講呢，定係留返一陣間你講完曬，我想講返轉頭填海，我有啲嘢我想補充一下啫。
我諗不如你講埋先啦。
咁保護海港協會咧就多謝同埋歡迎咧，就今次咧用呢個零填海嘅方案咧就作為出發點。我覺得呢個咧係一個好大嘅進步嚟嘅。唯一正話我想補充嘅咧就係黃工程師同埋李工程師兩個咧就作出有個解釋，亦都有講關於咧就係、是、關於嗰、那個源頭嗰個問題，污染嘅源頭個問題。其實因為改善嗰個水質咧，係改善嘅水質係而家改善嘅水質，因為現有嘅水質咧係一個持久性嘅改善。咁持久性嘅改善咧，如果唔能夠切斷嗰個源頭或者改善個源頭咧，其實係改極都改唔得幾多嘅啫。咁所以正話話將嗰個 KTAC 冚咗佢，咁就可以改善咗嗰個水質。呢個就唔係一個正確嘅，唔係完全一個正確嘅答案。其實亦都正話李工程師咧就有講過咧，就話除咗如果你填咗嘅話咧，要將其實而家流出嚟流入去嗰個 KTAC 嗰所嗰啲污糟水咧，就直接入咗出嚟一嚟，係冚咗呢度嘅話咧，就要駁通呢度咧，咪就嚟咗呢度咁解嘅。即係將啲臭水咧，或者臭嘅水同埋污糟嘅水咧，其實就搬一搬個位移位啫。所以正話李小姐問話發填咗佢可以有更多嘅地騰空出嚟起更多嘅建築物或者起更多嘅樓咧，可以增加政府嘅收入嘅話咧，其實係有些少咧係應該要補充嘅。其實呢一樣嘢咧個環境嗰個污染咧，其實係搬咗移咗位啫。其實個環境嘅污染咧一樣咧係好臭嘅。不過咧搬咗出嚟，咁你住喺呢度嗰個人咧，一樣聞到同埋見到咧呢一度附近嘅水咧係好邋遢同埋不可以應用嘅。唔好話撐艇仔，我相信咧就連佢正話嗰個字可唔可以做接受？